Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A defamation lawsuit filed against Jews for Jesus is baseless. Liberty Counsel's on the case. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Well, Liberty Counsel filed a motion recently in U.S. District Court on behalf of Jews for Jesus to remove from the Superior Court of San Francisco County a baseless defamation lawsuit brought by an Orthodox Jewish teacher and aspiring rabbi.
Yeah, this case is filed in San Francisco, where Jews for Jesus is headquartered. That's where their international headquarters is, in San Francisco. It's been there for many, many years. And so they have been sued in state court in San Francisco County by an individual claiming defamation. And so now our first action to take the case is to file a request to remove it to federal court, because we will clearly raise the First Amendment as a defense, and that gives us federal court jurisdiction as going to be the primary defense that we will raise. So we are litigating that to remove it out of state court to go into federal court, and then we'll have other litigation procedures that we will do later on. The case centers around Jews for Jesus using a royalty-free stock photo of an Israeli soldier on its social media platform to illustrate its distribution of Bibles in the wake of the October 7 attacks. Jews for Jesus included a message from a thankful soldier in the caption and even blurred out the face of the random soldier in the photo. The stock photo was obtained and published by Jews for Jesus from a popular website that provides millions of stock photographs under a worldwide copyright license to download, use, modify, and distribute for free without permission from or attributing to its source.
Yeah, so according to this lawsuit, this particular individual, Ariel Amate, alleges that he is the man in the blurred stock photo that was widely available for free download and use worldwide.
Yeah, so even though Jews for Jesus used this stock photograph for distribution, they did not identify this individual. They gave no indicia of how to identify this person. They never named the person. They didn't know who the person was. They gave no indication as to information about this individual, and they blurred out the individual's face.
But he is saying that he is the person.
Now he's coming forth
how
and saying,
how can you tell, you know?
He's the person that's in the photograph. He's the IDF soldier that's in the photograph. He describes himself, Amate, describes himself as a, quote, conservative follower of Judaism with starkly different views than Jews for Jesus. He stated the organization used the photograph to, quote, disgrace, defame, and injure him by suggesting that he personally endorsed its Christian ministry. Despite the blurred face and never being named, Amate maintains that the photo created such a false impression of him that it caused his employer to terminate him from his dream teaching job. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know, in the case, though, that he filed, he fails to provide any concrete facts to support his claim. The lawsuit is rife with legal deficiencies. He cannot use the courts to punish or suppress the legitimate speech and religious expression of Jews for Jesus, which is exactly what he's trying to do.
Yeah, these claims seem very baseless, to say that they use this photo to defame him and cast him in a false light. And this was a willful, malicious, and oppressive, you know, action. I mean, how can you determine that? There's no basis for evidence. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, there's no reasonable reader would interpret Jews for Jesus post as factual assertions about Ariel Amate. Jews for Jesus' social media posts were part of a larger religious expression about giving Bibles to Israeli soldiers that did not in any way portray or identify Amate in support of his religious views. Jews for Jesus' speech and religious advocacy is clearly protected by the First Amendment. This lawsuit, we're arguing, must be dismissed. Now, we had a case Some years ago, it was in Florida. It was against Jews for Jesus. And in that particular case, it was filed by an attorney who also said that he was a part-time rabbi, Barry Silver. And in that particular case, he filed it against Jews for Jesus on behalf of someone else. He was the attorney representing them. And in the lawsuit, he had all these allegations about Jews for Jesus. Jews for Jesus, in this newsletter, indicated that an individual who was ill and eventually, I believe, passed away, that individual ultimately accepted the Messiah. Mm. And so the surviving people associated with that person who passed filed a lawsuit and said that that was not true, that in fact that was defamation, and they wanted to have $1 million of damages against Jews for Jesus. So we filed on behalf of Jews for Jesus, and we litigated this, and the attorney representing the individual was sanctioned not once but twice, and we ended up receiving over $100,000 in attorney's fees for the cost that we put into the case, because the attorney was putting things into the complaint that were salacious and frankly defamatory. You can't just use your complaint to just defame somebody. Mm. And despite warnings from the court, continued to file amended complaints with the same information. We ended up winning the case and got the case dismissed, and the attorney that wanted to shut down Jews for Jesus, that had a very strong animosity against Jews for Jesus, ended up paying over $100,000 in attorney's fees and costs for bringing this frivolous case and not heeding the warning of the various courts. And it was multiple judges that actually did this. So this is different, but it's similar in the sense that, like this other case that we had in Florida, this case here is going against Jews for Jesus. Look, I understand that there's animosity between different Jewish organizations and Jews for Jesus because they don't like the idea of Jews for Jesus proselytizing Jesus as the Messiah. And I understand their point of view, but Jews for Jesus also has a constitutional right to do so.
Absolutely.
And so this kind of a lawsuit is just an attempt to intimidate and silence them. And it's so ridiculous. This one just really is, Holly, when you think about it, it's totally ridiculous. This person is in Israel, and he's in the IDF, and he's not produced any evidence that, number one, they have identified him, because they didn't identify him. They didn't mention his name. They didn't mention any specifics about the person in the photo. It was a stock photo.
But he's in an Israeli uniform, and they blurred his face. How can you certainly say that is me?
How can you have a reasonable jury look at this and say, Jews for Jesus, use this person with a blurred face, with no identification.
In a uniform.
In a uniform, no name reference. And there's thousands of people who could be in that same situation over, you know, whoever knows how many years. And there's no way to be able to know. And so now you're arguing that Jews for Jesus intentionally defamed you? Mm. Well, let's put your picture up alongside this picture and let's see, can anybody even find out who that is? And by the way, this was from a stock photo that they used, and the person was not relevant. It was just somebody in a uniform, and that's why they blurred the person's face out.
So does he know he even posed for a picture like that?
Well, and then he argues, well, I have been fired from my dream job. Well, all you have to do is say, hey, that wasn't me.
Yeah.
That wasn't me. How does that all of a sudden equate to firing? He gives no information about facts sufficient to show, number one, somebody could identify him, how you can identify him, that it actually is him, and that he actually was harmed. And certainly he can't so say anything that Jews for Jesus knew or should have known that it was him and that they did this intentionally to harm him. It's just one of those baseless cases. Jews for Jesus is an amazing organization. In fact, their case went up to the United States Supreme Court in the late 1980s, Jews for Jesus versus the Los Angeles International Airport. And this was a free speech case where they were passing out literature at the LAX airport. When questioned why the airport decided to restrict Jews for Jesus as compared to the others, they said because they didn't think Christians would fight back. Well, Jews for Jesus did, and they won at the United States Supreme Court in the late 1980s. So Amen. We're going to defend Jews for Jesus because they have a First Amendment free speech and free exercise right to carry on their mission. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.